Good morning, good people. It is 11th September 2020. The readings are from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 16 to 19 and 22 to 27, and the Gospel from Luke chapter 6, verses 39 to 42. Preaching is not a criterion when living what we preach is optional. Living in Christ and loving everyone like Christ is the preaching we require today, as St. Paul points out in the first reading. Wherever life shines, words submerge deep within as a fuel to the actions. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share it in its blessings. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 23. When it is entrusted, much is expected. Preaching is not a privilege, but it is a pledge of fruitful living. To share a blessing, we need to avoid condemnation and curse from our life. The responsorial psalm praises, "How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord, mighty God." Psalm 84, verse 1. Clarity comes by personal cleanliness. There is nothing wrong in helping the other to see things clearly. Jesus is not against guidance, advice, counsel, and motivation, but he wants us to take care of the obstacles before we begin to observe the areas of growth in others. Our emotional baggage and blockages obstruct us to see things clearly. First, take the plank out of your eye, then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's or sister's eye. Luke chapter 6, verse 42. To lead others, we need to weed ourselves out thoroughly. Things we see so easily in others are the things we might be interested in dealing with ourselves. May the Lord help us to pair the preaching and action as we lead others in clarity, not in confusion. God bless you. Have a lovely day.